Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show that's founded on Kingdom Principles, a show to help you move from where you are to where you want to be. And of course, in the studio, we got our guests, co-hosts, Niles and KJ.
Hey, hey, how you doing? Happy hump day.
Hey, hey, hey.
You know, I have been waiting all day for this. I kid you not. I went to bed early last evening, had some neck trouble, but other than that, I've been praying and thinking and meditating about today. And it's such a beautiful day to be alive, no matter what. And in that, I thought, okay, let's talk about the principle of giving and the importance of giving. So I wrote a couple of notes because someone across from me will get on to me if I'm not on time, on point.
Now, who said that?
Not me.
So, I know, right? So here goes. According to our Constitution, the Bible, we follow a law of giving. If you give to others, you will be given in full amount in return. It will be packed down, shaken together, and poured into your lap. All right? And the way you treat others will be the way that you will be treated. So I'm thinking, okay, all right, I get it. So giving appears 29 times in the Constitution, but the word, the act of giving, 29 times, the word appears 880 times. That blew my mind. So I'm thinking, okay, if it's appearing 880 times, then it must be important to give, right? It's got to be. So here are a couple of things that I want you to remember in your giving. It's a law. God commanded it. He created a law for it. That's first and foremost. Two, in order to get something, you have to give. Now, today I purpose to give smiles. So I'm expecting smiles. It's just that simple. Three, okay. It benefits the benefactor when you give. Who cares if they don't give it back to you? You just keep the continuum going of giving. And that leads me or segues into the fourth reason or importance of giving, because it just keeps on going. Once you give something, it just keeps going. And then the fifth reason or importance of giving is when you're living by a certain type of creed, okay, it becomes your way of life. You'll find yourself wanting to give on every occasion. And if you're like me, I find myself sometimes just praying, God, would you please open that door so that I may be able to give? And it's just a way of life. So those are my five reasons for giving, okay, the importance of giving. And to just kind of make you think about giving a little bit more, even if it's of yourself.
Are you passing the floor on to this? she just looked at me like, KJ, say something. Is that you want me to speak now?
I want you to honestly think about that purpose and, you know, kind of purpose it in your heart of giving.
I mean, I like giving's really essential when it comes in all areas of life.
Yeah, and giving from the right place, not giving because you expect to receive because of it.
That's selfish giving.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Selfish giving. Yeah, is that even giving? You know,
I mean,
because that's just like, it's just like it's self a trade. Investment. It's a trade. Yeah. Transactional. Yeah.
Transactional.
Yeah. Sort of like a habit. Huh?
Exactly. You know, your heart has to be in the right place.
It.
Like
that's it.
When it comes to a lot of our actions, it all right. depends on the heart.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
Like, heart posture is essential. Ooh, I know my mom yeah. has been teaching me this since I was younger. It's like okay, so you can give your tithe to God, but if you have reluctancy in your heart, you might as well not give it.
That's true. Mm. It's not coming from a truthful, authentic like place.
Absolutely.
Because you're supposed to be yeah. giving with love.
Exactly.
In love.
Absolutely.
Period.
Yeah. And not because someone has kind of forced you to give, you know. And again, I don't want to lose any of our listeners, but think about when you're in church, the only scripture that's ever browbeaten into your psyche is Malachi 3:8. For would a man rob God? What? How you ask? How did I rob him? Because you didn't give your tithes and your offerings. That's the only thing that they throw at us.
You're giving in the sense of fear
that's
instead
it.
Of respect.
That's
like
it.
That's supposed to be respectful.
Yeah.
Where it's like
love.
It's exactly. love.
Yeah, man. You give from love, right?
Yes.
And love has many layers.
Come on.
That's
and,
true.
And love
many
can,
forms.
Love can be physical love. It
yeah.
can be
yeah.
Emotional,
yeah.
mental.
That's true.
Yeah.
But there's no fear in love. I mean, last time you look in the Bible, what is this? It says, love is patient.
Yeah.
Love is kind.
Long-suffering.
Doesn't envy. Doesn't
yeah.
boast.
That's right.
Yeah.
It doesn't say love is fear.
Corinthians. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, why did it get off play?
There's that Bible school came out right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That has to do with, you know, going to Catholic school for a few years and
oh
then beating it into your head.
No way.
Yep. The catechism and also the Bible. We study from both. Although I'm not Catholic, but like education
okay.
was
okay.
crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's Corinthians, guys. Look it up. We say it all the time, but let's know where
Absolutely.
It comes from. Whew, origin.
Or just be the word, man. How
Ooh,
about
be
that?
The word.
just
live it out.
Be it.
Live
that's
it
true.
Out. Just walk it out.
That's
yeah.
it.
Walk out love. Walk out giving.
Oh, come on.
It's essential.
Ooh.
It's essential.
That meant so much.
Just I know,
one
right?
word.
I know,
just
right?
You just packed everything
absolutely.
In there.
It's the truth, though. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
No, but how do we walk that out? Let's give our listeners a step-by-step
well,
of how to walk it out.
As I mentioned, I think first it's internal. Like, it needs to start, like, with your heart and making sure that you're in the right place. Like you said, heart posture.
Hot posture.
Mm-hmm. Hot.
Hot posture.
Hot. Mm-hmm. Hot.
And yeah. then when you're internalizing, and I'm just going to piggyback off of what you're saying, you have to truly make up your mind. Because you can internalize or compartmentalize a lot of things, but until you truly make up your mind,
with
you're
conviction.
Not going to do it.
Yeah,
yeah, with convictions. Let your conscience be your guide. Didn't
exactly.
Paul say that? Yeah. So when you're internalizing, when you're purposefully saying, okay, I'm going to do this,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to put plan to action.
But
that's
don't
true.
Don't make it seem like a slave work mentality.
Right.
Because
right.
you I've had this happen to me. This is
okay.
my this is
okay.
my part where it's kind
okay.
of just like, oh, I have to do it, and my conscience is, like,
oh
kind of just overloading me. So I'm like, oh, I have to do it. If I don't, then this will happen.
Right.
And so then you start internalizing mentally. So at least talk it out with somebody.
Okay.
Talk it out with somebody.
Okay.
So you're not all in your head about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. But doesn't it feel good? I remember once, right, and this is when I was having an abundance of money. I would see people at the grocery store, and I never, because I being a single mom at one time with three babies, I never wanted anyone to experience not having. So I would see someone ahead of me, and you know, they didn't have enough money, you know, to get what they wanted or needed. And I remember kind of telling and I still do this today, I'll tell the cash attendant, or what do you call him? The clerk, store
yeah.
clerk, okay?
Or the associate.
Okay,
store
the
associate. Yeah.
Give him a professional name.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Yep.
Don't charge him for that. I got it.
Mm.
And it wasn't because I was trying to say, hey, look at me, what I'm doing. It was because I know what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
You see? I know what that feels like. And that was a vow I made, not only to him, but to me. When I get to a place in my life that I can give like that,
for sure,
that is what I want to do. And I don't have to get on the social media and say, hey, look at me, I gave, I gave.
Isn't that interesting? Oh, like, is that coming from a pure place? Because a lot of people do that.
You know,
it's like, hey, look at me, I'm doing this great deed. Where's your heart?
But here's the thing. What if they are doing it to just start a movement?
That could be,
you know,
sure,
what I mean?
Sure.
It goes back to that judgment. You remember when you
said next
week you're going to talk about judgment?
Yeah, for sure.
But it
for
just
sure.
kind of makes you think.
I said it.
But it just makes you think that.
But then I have a question, though. What about those people who give, but they document the whole thing? Are they giving? Are they doing it for selfish reasons?
Yeah.
Or are they doing it to promote?
Or it could be a mixture. Who
it could
knows?
Be a mixture.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So, like, when it is a mixture, then what happens?
I choose not to celebrate with other people what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if this hand has given, then this hand needs to just shut up and not say anything.
Yep.
You know, and if it's of something that is really, really kind of substantial, because I'm not the head of my marriage, my husband is, and he follows God's law, you know, of loving his wife like Christ loves the church. I follow the law of being submissive. Then I'll ask him, do you mind if I? And that's between us and him,
mm-hmm.
you know. So just to go out and say, hey, I did this, I did that. No, that's nobody's business. It really is not.
You
can tell it, but I won't.
For sure. You know what's interesting? We did ask the question, walking us through the process, like, how does it happen? How do you do it? Based on your experiences and going through struggle, I think it can create compassion and empathy. I think you have to have empathy in order to give.
I get that 100%.
What's empathy? To just kind of, you know, because you hear the word,
mm-hmm.
but what is empathy?
It comes, you just feel what the other
person
is. I don't know what it's like to go through exactly what you go through,
okay.
but I understand that emotion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you understand the human condition as well.
Yes. Huh. So it's kind of just like, I'm talking about me. I came from a place where I wasn't really sure about who I was, and it got me into a really deep depression.
Wow.
So I'm able to pick that emotion out in people. So I'm like, oh, let me just give this guy, let me just acknowledge this guy.
Oh, wow.
So I understand that emotion.
Okay.
And you could understand the emotion of what it's like to be homeless.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Niles has an eye for the certain type of emotion that he's gone through.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have that transactual
emotion
that we all can empathize with.
Yeah. And it can be the smallest things. It doesn't have to be like financial or anything tangible, like time. Like my parents always told me, especially my dad, it can be the smallest thing, like just saying hi. If you're at the store, like you said, you're dealing with an associate. Sometimes, you know, just letting them know that they're still human beings, because people look at them like, hey, this is what I need, do this and that. But not many people take the time to speak to them and acknowledge them as a person.
I love it. Absolutely. Good stuff.
Meet people where they are.
Yeah.
Meet people where they are.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
On the Dr. Tanji show, we will meet you where you are.
Absolutely.
Because we want to make sure you're well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you really are doing life together, then you got to stop at some point in time and say, you know what? What is it that I can help you get to where you need to be?
Yeah.
What can I do? And I like the fact that, you know, we're three different folk, right? Mm-hmm. But we're interconnected.
That's true.
You know,
we all have our own experiences, but the mindset is similar.
Oh, absolutely. True. And you want to be around
philosophy.
People. Come on. Absolutely. Mm. Don't you want to be around people that celebrate who you are?
I think that's
what makes it so comfortable as well, because like, you know, I think if you have a certain mindset, you're not going to connect with everyone. You're not going to exactly like identify with everyone.
Yeah,
and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? But like, you kind of have to find your tribe. You know, and I think that's why we're just so comfortable here.
Okay.
You know? I have a question. Let's say you have your tribe.
Mm. All right.
Is it okay to have somebody with a different mindset enter your tribe?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That,
for sure.
That brings a different perspective.
But that's how you learn.
Oh, I welcome that. Yeah. Once upon a time when I was like religious, I'm talking about real religious, I was like, man, if you're not talking Jesus, I am so serious. Or if you're not
I just want to know what time is it.
I know, right? I'm like, yeah. You know, I even had people that around me back in the day when I started the business in Columbus, Mississippi, and then it moved it to Atlanta. They had the mindset that if you didn't have anyone that spoke Jesus, then we can't hire them. Do you know how many people I missed?
Yeah.
Do you know how many Muslim faith and whatever other faith?
It puts you in a pedestal.
Oh, come on.
And how do you spread a message and evangelize like that?
Come on. You cannot. You know? That's a hypocrite.
Exclusivity.
It's kind of like those, I'm not trying to come down on people at all, but it's kind of like those, if you don't submit yourself to God, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
I saw this picture on Instagram. There was a guy with a picket fence. Sign and saying, oh, if you don't go to God, you're going to hell. And there was another guy that said, free hugs from Satan.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
And people were going for the free hugs because they were meeting from where they were at.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was, mind blowing. Because the one faith that came across, like, oh, we want to make sure we're based on love and compassion.
Right.
Was giving hate, and I'm not bashing Christianity at all. I'm not doing that.
Christianity, unfortunately, we've made it a religion, and it was never supposed to be a religion. So
man-made.
I'm just going back to the root of what
he said. The kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said nothing about what we're doing, and that's a whole other topic. I'm here in love.
Yeah. We're here in love. Yeah.
Yeah, and it should be about like community. Like when all these organized religions, what happens is you end up being separated.
But what people don't understand is we're all looking for control over our circumstances. That's true. That's what the kingdom offers us.
Yeah. I have a little exercise.
For sure. Okay. All right.
So, you take away your job. What are you? You take away your skin color. What are you?
Wow.
You take away your family. What are you? Your car, your clothes. You come down to the under layer of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we're all human.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all have emotions.
Yeah.
We all have dreams.
We all bleed.
We all bleed the same color. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody bleeds purple.
Yeah.
That's cool. But okay. We still love you. We still love you. but at the end of the day, we're all human, and if we don't understand that, then we can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah. I love that because go ahead, please.
No, it's just I'm listening to you guys, and you're saying meet people where they are at.
Right?
Isn't that what Jesus did?
He met them where they were.
Jesus talked to any and everyone.
Oh, God.
And then in doing that, you can transform people's mindsets and their perspective to whatever the movement may be. You know, but if you come to them with a closed mind and saying, like, it's either this or that, like, that's not attractive.
Make
it inviting.
What did Jesus do?
Yeah.
What did Jesus do?
I did my children like that. Yeah. And I was so unfortunate that, you know, because I was such a young mother that's what was handed down.
And you continue to pass it down.
And now I'm like, I went back to each child, adult, and said, I owe you an apology.
Yeah.
Because I did you wrong. I did not do you a service.
You did what you knew and what you were taught.
Absolutely.
I think that's a part of the issue when it comes to rhetoric and dogma, like religious dogma. And at that point, you're just going through the emotion, the motions.
Absolutely.
But once again, is your heart in the right place? Why are you doing this? Wow. So I think that's why a lot of, you know, PKs, which is pastor kids, end up kind of straying away.
Mm-hmm.
Because once again, like you've been beat upside the head with this message your whole life, do this and that. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to feel like they're in prison.
You're so conscious on your sin conscious that you forget the God conscious.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to be careful with that.
Yeah. And sin conscious, that's why Jesus died for us.
Come on, man. But even more, and I say this, and I hope I don't get in trouble, but he came to give us the kingdom.
Eternal life.
The kingdom, man. The kingdom. These laws that we talk about are laws that you can truly, truly use in your daily living and get to where you're supposed to be. Truly.
You have to understand that we're all complex. we're not simple.
No, we're not.
We're not simple-minded. There are other factors.
Right.
Because, like, maybe my decision to pick this kind of water bottle is based on something I drank as a child.
That's true.
Maybe for you, it's cheaper for you because of your financial situation. Maybe for Niles, it's because, it's actually water. I don't know. Something like
and
really
I like the
simple.
Color blue.
I like the color blue.
Yeah.
And so you have to understand, and it goes into what we talked about last week. Don't judge people on their worst situation.
Yeah. Man.
Face value.
Face
Do
value.
Not go Absolutely. Off of face value.
Absolutely.
Because there's so much more. And I actually had a conversation with someone about that the other day because they just met me.
Okay.
And they're sitting there and saying, like, oh, just be yourself. Like, you know, do this and that. And I'm like, first off, you don't know me.
Wow.
You just met me. And basically, you're telling me to be myself, but it sounds like you want me to be what you want me to be. This is who I am. And I also said that I am multi-layered. If you walk around and think that people are just one way, then you're misinformed.
I'm so sorry.
I have many different, you know, pieces to me. And just because you saw this portion doesn't mean that I can't be so much more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as actors, we have to understand that. I think our teacher, Berg, taught us this, like, in every situation, we're different.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I'm around Miss Sanji, I act a different way. If I'm around my mom, I act a different way. Slightly. I'm still who I am.
But I was about to say that. Yeah,
there was a slight adjustment.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
No matter who we're around. The only time we are ourselves is when no one's around.
Yeah. Like you said, like when you're driving home.
Well, when we don't know anybody's watching. I would
exactly.
say that. Because there could be a camera in the room watching you right now as you're in your room doing whatever you do.
For sure.
And just because you don't know the camera's there, you'll be yourself. But I tell you, oh, there's a camera there, you tense up. You're like, oh, what did you see?
Huh.
What did you see?
That's true.
And
yeah, that's true.
Wow.
But why is that, though?
Are we uncomfortable?
Yes. Do we feel like we would be shunned? Is the society not, like, allow that? Or do we feel like we're going to be judged?
Doctor.
Because it sounds so easy, but obviously it's not. Because a lot of us struggle when it comes to identity and being comfortable in various environments.
But
so we've taught ourselves to adapt.
But I used to.
Based on
I'm,
the circumstances.
I've got to be honest. And I'm not trying to cut you off or say, oh, that's small thinking. But I used to care.
Yeah.
But I don't care anymore. I told you last week and the week before that and the week before that, I got my dance back.
I was just
so
about
I
to
don't
ask
care anymore.
What made you stop caring? Because like people always
caring?
Give that simple remedy. Oh, just stop caring.
Like, I think the older we get,
man,
we understand.
Come on.
The older we get, we begin to understand of wait, they didn't really care about my shoes. They just wanted to make sure I wasn't tripping or something.
Did they buy the shoes? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they want the shoes. Maybe they're like, oh, those are cool. Oh, wait, that color made me think of red, which made me think of, oh, Clifford. I used to watch Clifford when I was a kid.
Oh, I love him.
But it was just like, there's so many things that one object can lead to different thoughts.
That's
so
true.
You can't really have people's opinion
you cannot.
All over you like that.
My thing is, what does he think about me?
That's true.
Am I on point? Because if he says that I'm 10 years behind the eight ball and I'm supposed to have been here and I'm just right here, then I gotta apologize to my daddy because I'm the one that's gonna get in trouble. I would much rather not have people to like or to comment that, and he says, well done, every day of my life, than for 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 folk to like and comment, girl, you're looking good, man, you sound good. And this man tell me you did exactly what I told you not to do.
Yeah.
Success is doing and being exactly where he would have you to do and be.
Not seeking validation.
Man, you better come on.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to stand
here.
Yeah. Come on.
They can't stand in line for you.
Oh, baby, come on. Life
is too short, so why are you caring about?
It
and I'll be honest, like, to get where you're at is hard. It's challenging.
You die every day.
You're challenging.
I die every day.
I feel like it takes training to get there, though.
Discipline.
When I say, like, discipline. That's God's training that. He has to put you through.
God, you're,
because it's not easy just to stop caring and cut off what people think.
It's him.
That's the world we live in.
It's him. Yeah. It's
you,
him.
Look, if you just say one day, like, okay, I'm gonna stop caring what people think. 5 seconds later, I promise you, life is going to be like, hey.
Oh, it will.
How are you?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm still here.
Yes,
I'm
it
still
will.
Here.
Yes, it will.
And you have to be conscious of, like, okay, whatever you declare,
right.
You're going to be tested.
Yeah.
Maybe not today.
Yeah.
Maybe not tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you will be tested about what you said.
Absolutely.
Period.
And that's why I said it, because I'm bold and bad enough to say it, honestly. Because before I even leave my house,
she got that Mamba mentality.
I'm sending my angels forth. Mm. I'm demanding and commanding my day. And if I get knocked down, and God, how many times have I gotten knocked down? It's not the precipice of being knocked down. It's getting back up. Man, do you know how many times I've been broke? Do you know how many times I've had repossessions and foreclosures and one bankruptcy? But I don't care, because I've learned that he won't give me what I pray for. He'll give me what I can manage.
That's true.
Wake with faith
man,
about works is death.
Come on.
And you can't get to the other side without adversity.
Ooh, so you know? Welcome it.
Because what
like
have you learned if the situation, like, your whole life has been smooth? How can you preach to others?
If you haven't noticed
you
it when you're a kid, there is pushback in everything you do.
Everything.
And I feel like we try to run from it. As much as we can, and say, like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. Mm. I want this over with. I want to get over it.
Mm.
No, every season, every age that you're gonna go through in your life, you're gonna face something.
You better believe it.
And if you don't face it, it's gonna come back again and again and again. It's like, okay, why is this coming back again? Why is this coming back again?
Yep.
Because you didn't face it when you were 12.
Wow.
So trending topics.
I'm playing. But that's like psychology as well. You know, like dealing with like Sigmund Freud and so on. A lot of the stuff stems back from childhood. But that's when you started to understand and realize the world was the world. Because prior to, like, at a certain age, you don't have the inhibitions. And you're just literally living.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think being around adults and just other people,
yes.
it starts to transform you, and you kind of take on their fears and everything, what's around you.
Absolutely.
You know, because kids, they'll jump off a building and be like, you know what? I'm laying on my feet.
It seems cool.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems cool.
Exactly.
Taught, right?
Exactly.
You just said that training. Didn't you say it? You have to have God's training to
discipline.
Get to the point in your life where you're like, you know what? I really don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care. I just don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Amen.
Giving is essential.
Yeah.
Yes.
Giving is essential. For all the listeners out there, all the VIPs, if you have any questions, if you want to call into the show, feel free to call the Dr. Tanji Show on LA Talk Radio.
Absolutely.
DM. Post about this hashtag Dr. Tanji, let's do it together.
Yeah.
It's an amazing show for uplifting and success based on the kingdom principles.
Yeah. Exactly. Tell your friends, tell your mother,
tell that
your
goldfish,
uncles, and tell your brother.
Oh, and that goldfish too.
And that goldfish too.
That smiles back. Goldfish.
Sometimes that's the only person thing you have when you're by yourself is the goldfish. And you listen to your conversation and all that. So tell your goldfish.
Shout out to Franklin on my nightstand.
Yep. There we go.
You got a goldfish.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So these trending topics, man, you know what's in the news today. And I'm just going to, I'll yield the floor.
It is the floor.
I'll yield it.
Who got the news?
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Oh, my God.
So we all know about the coronavirus.
Yes.
Today, it's been issued as a pandemic. I encourage everybody to wash their hands. Keep their hands out of their face.
Absolutely.
Take a bath. It's not always easy.
Sometimes
you smell cheesy and greasy.
But I'm a huge basketball fan. If you guys haven't noticed,
knew it
already.
Absolutely.
But the NBA is having a meeting with today with all the owners about what we're gonna do about the coronavirus, how we're gonna protect the players.
Absolutely.
The NCAA just talked about this issue that
no fans
for March Madness. How are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Man, get your vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Yeah. Sing the happy birthday song two times.
Yep.
Be cautious when you sneeze or when you cough to do it in the bends of your elbow.
Oh, man. Not in your hands. I see that all the time.
Yeah.
Or like, okay? Or like just like...
I can't stand that.
Like they just sneeze in front of them. Like they just dropped.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Drop something.
Oh, yeah. My
but,
gosh.
Think about other people, not just yourself,
Thank
too.
You, sir.
We don't want your germs.
Be proactive. Stay safe.
Absolutely.
We're really concerned about everybody.
Absolutely.
We want everybody to feel well, strong.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't, whatever you do, don't lose your humanness.
That's true.
Please don't lose your ability to have empathy and compassion for people.
Yeah.
That matters.
Please don't fight people at Walmart. Oh, my gosh.
Ah, you saw that too, yeah?
You saw that? Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Ouch. Yeah.
Who do we have in the chair right next to you, Miles?
Oh, my gosh.
I just felt the energy when he walked in. But today we have a very, very special guest. He's a Renaissance man. He does everything.
Yes,
he's going to continue to walk in his purpose.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep on talking until he gets his headphones on. How you doing? That's right. How you doing? So we have Dr. Jameson.
Oh, wow.
Dr.
Robert Jameson.
Yes, how's everybody doing? Good
we are
to be
doing
here.
Good.
I love that shirt.
I love that too.
Oh, my God.
He walked in and was like, hey, I'm here.
Just bringing that flavor with him.
You
that flavor,
stand out.
I like the watch too, man.
Oh,
he's just
God.
Making us
I
all.
Know, right?
It's
I know,
these
right?
two here, man. Dr. Tanji and no, Dr. Jameson. The doctors are in the house.
Amen.
This gentleman, I before he starts, I just got to say that what a blessing it is to have him here. When I first met this man, my God, he tells the story, and I won't talk too much, but I will say that he has truly changed the trajectory of my life, my thinking. I'm thinking like this, and this man walks into your life, and you're like, damn, I ain't even thinking high enough. So he will, if it's in you, he'll force you to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not in you, he'll put you in a position that you will get every nugget that he has to offer. And it is truly an honor to have you here, Dr. James.
Well, she's my queen, Dr. Queen in the house over here.
Thank you,
it's an honor to be here with everybody. And I'm so grateful to be in the midst of like-minded people.
Oh, man, for sure.
But Dr. Yep. T and I, you know, we have so much in common. Surgery background, recuperative background, home health background, GYN background. I mean,
he's the male me,
and she's the female me. So,
oh my God,
I'm just excited to be here. You know, I want to give a shout out to my girl, Lady V.
Oh my gosh,
Bertiana Rhodey. You know, you know, it's been a pleasure being in the midst of her for the last couple of years, and I have to give her a big shout out.
Absolutely.
Because it's good to love a person and know that you love back, right?
Oh,
that's true.
You know, and I'm so inspired by the people that I'm affiliated with and some of the people that I come in contact with because you know why? God gave me enough sense to smell a skunk. And then when that happens, tend to stray away.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So you don't want to lose contact with good people.
That's true.
Good people.
Right.
And
That's
I can
true.
Remember, and she can relate to this, in my fellowship, I walked up to one of the general surgeons that I never washed my hands with a day in my life. My very first day in the operating room with this particular surgeon, I walked up to him boldly and said, you know what? I'm to be soon Dr. Jameson.
No, you did not.
I spoke it in existence. This was like in 1989.
Wow.
I don't go back and count 1984 when I first started. I'm talking about the day I stepped into the operating room.
Absolutely.
1989. I was bold. I spoke my doctorate into existence.
There we go.
Wow.
At the age of 24.
Okay.
As a certified surgery assistant.
Law of attraction.
Yeah.
Law of attraction.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how God fulfills dreams and we don't fulfill them.
Thank you for saying that.
You know, God fulfills dreams. We don't fulfill them.
Yeah. Mm.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
I feel like we're at church right now. We need to throw some Kirk Franklin, some stomp.
You know, and I tell people all the time, don't give me the kudos.
Right.
You know, but what I do say, I don't want no hand slap. Put some green back in my lap.
Come on.
You
know what I mean? Come on. I'm writing that down.
So we over here smelling skunk. We're putting greens back in the back. There we go. There we go.
But check this out. But I'm giving God the praises.
Amen.
But I'm asking for my money.
But see, here's the thing, Doc. Before we start asking you a barrage of questions.
Yes.
My problem before I met you, okay, and a few months prior to, was I would always give and give and give. And someone would say, well, how much do I owe you? Oh, no, you don't owe me anything. Man, I've got a disconnect on my light bill. You know what I mean? So I should have been that person that said, no, man, you got to give me something. You know?
That's right. That's right.
Here's what I normally would charge.
Yeah.
If I make $175 an hour, then that's what I expect you to pay.
Well, God made me a beast.
There we go.
You know, God made me the beast.
Okay.
I didn't make myself.
Okay.
My mom, she did her job.
Okay.
She raised me to be the man that I have become. I didn't raise myself. I started at an early age because I had to start to work to help support the family. At the age of 14, I was picking up paper in the park. You can relate to that.
Absolutely.
This way back in the 80s, 70s. And giving mama that big old check. Wow. And I asked her to give me what she thought I need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to realize that God give you the willpower to do certain things, but we take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then when we take it for granted, God knock you down just to pick you right back up.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
So from 14 to 58 years old, I've been successful in all my endeavors.
And you know, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah. Right? And not saying I didn't fall. I fell, but I kept getting back up.
Wow.
Right? Mm. Not saying that I didn't lose, but at the end of the day, loser quit, and quitters never. Oh, hold on. No, let's rephrase that.
I got you.
Right, you know, write this down.
I got it. Yeah. Right?
And put a skunk in it.
Yeah, put a skunk in it. Let's put a skunk in it.
Okay.
I didn't do all this by myself because I was failing. I started winning when I built a relationship with God. That's when I started winning. When I had the power in my hand, I always dropped the ball. But when I realized that God had all power in his hand, I started winning. So I just wanted to rephrase it because I was finna go like, I did it. No, I didn't do it.
So you realize where your power came from.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's like the saying that like even when you fall, it's just a new opportunity to do your plan A.
How about that?
Yeah.
You get another opportunity to do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
You just got to retweak it.
Yeah.
Say, okay,
yeah.
Try this
yeah.
way. Nope. Retweak yeah. it again. Nope. Okay, cool.
There it is.
There it is. Thanks, God.
Wow. So, Doc, you're in Memphis, you're doing well with your surgical center, you're doing all of this, right? Through
yes.
Christ, of course.
Through Christ.
And then you're at a crossroad in your life that, I know, right? I don't know how deep you want to go.
Man, he's just bringing that energy, man. That laugh is making
me laugh. That laugh says a lot.
Y'all about to hit me with something.
Now, you got to pick up, man.
Yeah.
And leave all that behind. 750,000 here and a million plus here, 2 million there. I know, right?
Yeah,
his story. He even has a one-man play that he kind of puts people back in line that have been broken.
Yeah.
How do you pick the pieces up?
I tell you again, and I have to rub it in. I don't mind. God give me the strength and the power. He give me the knowledge to be creative and bring all these things to fruition. God does it.
Okay.
It's amazing what he does. It's amazing that I'm here to witness all of this,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then talk about it. You know, it's such a loving feeling to be in a relationship with somebody that you know that truly loves you.
That's
and you know,
true.
God gave all of us love.
Come on.
All of us love. So why we have to hate on one another and try to downplay one another? You have so many conniving people that don't want to see you successful. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You know, and it's bad to say we divided enough. And I'm not going political, but it's always been division into African-American people anyway. Really has. Because you know what? Doc, you can reflect on this year. I come from the hood, the project.
Yeah.
Projects. Come on now.
Absolutely.
I'm not supposed to be where I am today, not coming from the hood.
No, sir.
Mm. No, I'm not supposed to be running two urgent care clinics and a surgery center, a behavior clinic.
I'm about to run up out of here, bro.
Huh? coming from the hood.
Seriously.
No, Jesus. I'm not supposed to be where I am if the critics say so.
So you've adopted the I don't care. You had to.
I did. I adopted that I'm doing me.
Come on.
And I'm not going to try to do you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I worry about what you had to feel about me, I will continue losing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I have to do me and not worry about you. I mean, don't give me the kudos.
Yeah.
Let me continue praising God.
Absolutely.
And I will continue to be blessed.
Did you receive any pushback from any friends and family members?
I did.
What? How was that like?
I've been colluded against. Mm. I've been plotted before. There's a Caucasian got me in trouble with the law before.
Did you just say a Caucasian?
Yeah.
There's a Caucasian. He's Cockanese. Cockanese.
So, you know, and it's because, you know, people don't want to see you successful.
For sure.
That's just the nature of life, you know. And I'm reluctant to, I say, put my faith in people because people fail you every time. Every time people fail you. Every time people fail you, and listen, and I don't screen people behavior for a reason. I screen them because it's necessary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't want to wrench in the program.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, if it's necessary, then I have to screen them, right? Because you want to know who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because people talk a mean game.
Who you telling,
but
bro.
You know that diagnostic, Dr. T, is something serious, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
It'll tell her what we're dealing with.
Oh, it will.
I think that's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Because like at the end of the day, we all have basic needs. Food, water. Right. We all have dreams
true.
And passions.
Right.
So why am I going to fight you because you're doing something that's not even in my lane in the first place?
Absolutely.
So that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I was expecting you to rhyme with that, man. When you said people talk a mean game, I thought you were about to say, and they end up ashamed.
You know what?
It ain't no game.
They come to shame when they deal with it. Because I sit back and I look and I listen. Mm-hmm. I listen very well. I don't speak, I don't talk until it's my turn.
That's a leader
and
right
I want to raise my hand when it's time for me to talk. You know what I mean? But I'm here to tell you, because when I come, I'm serving your notice. Best to know that. It ain't paper I'm serving you. I'm serving your notice. I'm letting you know that, bro, I already done peeped you out.
There we go. You put it on
the tell you when I met you, Dr. T, Dr. T, when I tell you, I said, I already done peeped you out. I know we finna blow it up.
That's what he said. He said, baby, I read everything. You good. You good. I'm like, okay.
Exactly.
But it was such a time in my, it was a pivotal time in my life because I was going through those 120 days of, oh, dear God, what am I going to do now?
I'm sick
and tired of being in this hotel. And then in walks someone who, how do you say it? He just, everything I dreamt about, everything I had written down, there. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, this can't, God, please, don't wake, somebody, don't pinch me. Don't let me wake up and find out that this wasn't real.
Yeah, it's real. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's real. You've been anointed. And God connected us for a purpose.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing like having like-minded, honest people together that has the very same agenda.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Success.
Absolutely.
Success.
I told him, just let me glean from you, sir. I don't want you to pay a bill. I don't want you to give me anything. Just the tools.
And the knowledge.
That's it.
Knowledge. Just like we were talking about in the beginning, because you just have the same mindset. We come from different experiences.
Different experiences.
Different lifestyles, different experiences. But our end goal is similar.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Similar.
That's it.
So it's going to work out no
Absolutely.
Matter what, because we're surrounded in our tribe.
I love it.
And we got nothing else to do but
Absolutely.
Win.
When you can serve people with your gifts.
Yes.
Come on, bruh. Come on.
I mean, let him give.
Man, when you can serve people with your gifts, think about that thing. If you're serving and you know that you are doing what he would have you to do, mm-hmm. the money's going to come.
Yeah, it's coming.
The influence and the affluence, it'll come. It's a law. It's a law.
I know a lot of people that open new businesses, and the first thing come to mind when they don't get the clientele built, oh my goodness, yep. how am I going to make this rent next month?
Yep.
You know, that first thing come to mind because commercial building
is
very expensive.
Yeah.
LA. So if you're running, especially LA, right, if you're running a business and you don't have a clientele already, a base already built,
established,
let me tell you what you're doing. You headed towards certain death.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, honestly, you can't start a business without any finances, first of all. Because between the day of opening, you need at least about 6 months to be established.
I agree.
I stayed in a hotel for 6 months when I first relocated out here. I didn't know anybody when I moved here in California.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
How about that?
I didn't know one person. I had a sister that lived here. That's the only person I knew, but I was reluctant to live with her. I stayed in the hotel and I didn't have to. You know why? God humbled me enough because people help you. They talk about you along
the
way.
They share your story with everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It can be your family.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
It could be your next door neighbor.
It could be the person right next to you. Right.
That's what
your
I'm saying.
Your neighbor.
So you know what? The battle, it wasn't mine. I gave it to God. Guess what? The storm was raging like crazy.
Man, come on.
But listen how I got through the storm.
Yeah,
Let me tell you, it ain't hard.
Yeah.
Just don't stop in the middle. Roll with the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Yeah.
At the end of the light, the tunnel, you'll see the light. Wow. And when you hit that finish line, don't give you the praises. Don't give you the credit. Give it to God. Say, oh, Lord, I know what's coming next.
Just ask for the greenback, too.
Put it in my hand. I want to put it in my palm.
Wow. So, Dr. Jameson, with everything you've got going, your production company, you just got on with, I think it's Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
Wait,
what?
No.
So.
We're talking Wanda, right?
Yeah.
For real, though.
Yeah, that Wanda.
Yeah.
We'll be talking after the show.
I want to say to you, sir, you truly are the epitome, and I don't want to use this term lightly. Niall said it best, the Renaissance man, for you to be able to say, it truly is him,
it is him.
In me
it is,
that gives me the authority to do and be and do everything that I'm doing.
Yeah.
I thank you for not giving up.
Yes.
Thank you so very much for every tear that you cried, and I don't know how many you cried.
Oh my goodness.
But thank you so much, sir. Thank you for not being bitter in the storm.
Yeah.
And thank you for giving, because you're giving opportunities. I have an opportunity now to become wildly successful monetarily. Okay, I think you challenged me to $20,000 a day.
Yeah,
all right.
I did.
So I got to make $20,000 a day because my mentor has shown up, and the student isn't ready until the teacher comes.
That's right.
God will always send people in your lives to bless you, to encourage you, to challenge you, to be open, honest, and sincere with you and tell you when you're getting out of line.
Hmm.
He will always tell people, have people to hold your ladder.
Right.
And I am grateful. I am so, so grateful. How can people keep up with you? I mean, how can they stay in contact? How can they see what you're doing, sir? And those parties, can I just mention the parties?
Yeah, the parties I know.
This man, he's not a promoter, but a producer. He has parties that... Ooh. If you're old school,
where's my invite?
I know, right?
Yeah, right.
Like Nas and I are looking at each other like, wait, what?
Yeah,
right. Dr. T, parties?
I know, right? I went to a party, man. Bruh. Oh, my God. I had been singing.
We'll talk about this after the show. We'll talk about this after the show.
But how can they stay abreast with you, good man?
Hey, just go to my website. Meet Robert L. Jameson.com.
I love it.
There we go.
That's it. Meet the man. Meet Robert L. Jameson with the J-A-M-I-S-O-N, not the E. But if you Google, you'll find me. It's like a 7-page resume.
Man, that's crazy.
And that's not boasting.
No.
That's boasting in him. Yeah. Sure. About that. That's the difference, right? Yeah. And that is such confidence.
Yeah. And yeah. I was wondering why I started smelling money when it walked in. I'm like, it's smelling greenish in here.
I tell people all the time, money don't make me, I make it.
Oh yeah, God. That's true.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's true.
Because if I had to get up out of the bed, the money better start falling out the ceiling if I wasn't going.
I think we got to close on that. Money don't make me, I make it.
Hey, guys, don't forget, we are interactive here at the station. We're at 323-203-0815. Make a note of that number. We want you to be interactive with us. Again, the number 323-203-0815. We can't get your calls today, but we definitely can on next Wednesday, same time, same station.
Same place.
I know, right? Don't forget to follow us at all social medias at Dr. Tanji Show. How can they follow you, Niles?
At Niles.Finkley on Instagram. That's NYLES.FINKLEE. Now go out there and smell a skunk.
How can they stay interactive with you?
I'm KJ Powell, KJ_99, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Oh, wow.
Oh, TikTok. You're on TikTok now.
Keep that low key. Keep that low key.
One more thing. If anybody wants to attend my meet and greet and go to live taping with Jamie Foxx's new TV show, hit Dr. T up or call me directly at 213-258-5112. And I will put you on my guest list, but you have to meet and greet with me first to go to the taping.
I love it.
Started with me.
I love it.
Can you repeat that number for me one more time?
213-258-5112. And my guest list is already 65 strong.
Oh, I love that. Wow.
You got a friend in the line,
show,
guys.
We love you. So awesome, please, man. Yeah, stop. Thank you. Know that you're loved. We love you, love you, love you. Thank you for joining, and we will see you again. Bye.
There we go.
Amen.
Amen.
Peace out.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott.